WPGU 107.1 Champaign Urbana. You listen to Take It Away with Nick Taurus, Alex, and Colin. Today, our main topic is marathons, and those are the ones that you run, not the ones that you watch. This is because of the marathon that's coming up, the Champaign Urbana Marathon, the Illinois Marathon, is coming up April 26th to 28th. So we're going to be talking about those. Also, weird stories of the week. All of that coming up soon on Take It Away on WPGU 107.1. Heck, I'm straight. Oh no. Oh, say, 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 oh, say, 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 oh, say, 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 oh, say, 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 oh, say, say. WPGU 107.1, this is Take It Away with Nick Taurus, Alex, and Colin. How is everyone?
Fantastic.
It's a good day.
Is it?
I think, yeah.
I think it started really nice, you know. I mean, it was kind of cloudy, but it was, I think the temperature was a little better, and then it got a little windy. Like, I didn't take my jacket today, and I think that was maybe a little kind of a mistake.
Today was like a spring jacket day for me.
Yeah. See, I didn't bring it, so that, like, I'm going to go back to my place at maybe like 9 p.m. So I hope it's probably gonna get colder by then. And then it kind of rained a little bit. It might rain a little more later. I do have an umbrella.
Yeah.
It was like misting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I just wore a light windbreaker. That turned out to be
kinda
perfect.
Kind of felt like I was in the UK or something.
Okay, yeah.
Just that's all the like gloomy weather. Kind
of
weather.
Definitely.
Yeah, right. But
it suits the Monday.
It does. It does. I did not really want to wake up today.
I overslept today. Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is. You win some, you lose some. It's life.
And then, you know, some people lose, some people win. But I think everyone wins when they complete a marathon.
Segues by Nectarios, trademark.
So it's that's our main topic today. It's like marathons. And that's because on this weekend, April 26th through the 28th is the Illinois Marathon. Friday is the 5K, Friday evening, and Saturday morning is the full marathon, the half marathon, and I think the 10K. So
is it a full 26.2?
It's the full marathon. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it goes from in Champaign, in Urbana, and goes in both. So if you're going to be driving that Saturday morning or Friday night, be aware.
Be careful. There's going to be people running on the street.
Yeah. So WBGU is going to be involved this year, as in the past years. We're also going to be at the marathon. So Friday night, we're going to set up right outside our studio on Green Street.
Okay.
And that's by Witch. So we're going to be playing music over there. So if you're running, say hi. Well, we'll wave back.
Are we going to have water?
Fives. High fives. Oh,
am I putting you on the spot right now?
But there will be like water stations, I think. Okay. Yeah, and then
like unofficial.
But for different purposes.
Yeah.
But definitely different purposes.
Okay, sure.
And then Saturday morning we're gonna be at Illini Grove. That's by on the U of I campus, by Lincoln Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue. We're gonna be on Pennsylvania Avenue, playing music over there. So again, if you're running the full one or the half marathon, make sure to say hi because we'll be there. But generally today our topic is about marathons, and we want to challenge ourselves not to train for one, but ask ourselves, would we train for one?
Truly straining the mind.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a mental exercise.
Mental toughness.
Yeah. Would we train for a marathon? If you think you would, if you're participating, or if you think you would be able to train for a marathon, text us in at 217-337-1071. Give us your input on what you think would be the best ways to prepare for a marathon if you've never really, ran 26 miles before in your life.
Yeah.
So we'll come back to this in just a few seconds right here on WPGU 107.1.
Champaign's alternative, WPGU 107.1. Wisconsin Pines collaborate with the day. Low vibes, you know, touristic made a travel guide. It's chill, the Lord knows you're trying.
That's the way it goes.
WPG 107.1. Take it away with Nectarios, Alex, and Colin. The show that talks to everyone.
About everything.
Anything and everything.
Anything and everything.
That would be a great thing for the next season of the show. Tagline.
Everything and anything? Or the talk that showed it? Yeah, I think my attempt right now was not...
Yeah, just the idea of coming up with a tagline is itself a good idea.
Yeah, maybe.
I told someone, one of my friends, who's very musically inclined, to create us a jingle. So hopefully that'll be ready for season 2.
Oh, yeah? No, oh, no. Nice. Yeah, we do want to have a jingle. But, I mean, we kind of have an announcement, which is that today is the Monday-Wednesday team. It's our last show today. And then Tuesday, Thursday, their last show will be Thursday. So they'll be on Tuesday and Thursday. But Monday, Wednesday theme for the season. I mean, we just started 2 weeks ago.
It was a demo change.
The official thing. But we've been on for the past 9 weeks, maybe?
More.
I think it might have been 10.
January, 10 weeks. Yeah.
I don't remember for sure.
Yeah, we've done like 10 weeks, the Monday, Wednesday theme. So
wow.
It's been an interesting ride. And we're all going to be back next semester.
Oh yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, I asked the boss, and he confirmed.
did you ask yourself in the mirror or something? What's going on?
So we'll be back, which is nice. 4 to 5, possibly. We'll see. But you can always check out our Facebook for details, which is WPG 107.1. Take it away. But our main topic for the day, let's get back, is marathons. And we wanted to go a little bit through our, like, what kind of experience we have to see, are we capable of actually training for a marathon? Because I personally think anyone can train and then see what you can do. But, I mean, are we even capable of getting to that level first? So, Colin, what is your running experience?
So, I've run a little bit over the course of my entire life, partially for sports like baseball and basketball, and a little bit on my own. I've also run a 5K before, and the thing that I've discovered after all that time is I can't really motivate myself to run for the running itself. Like, if you tell me we're going to go run on a nature trail or hike in the mountains or something, I'll be all for it. But if it's just plain running and all I have to do during the run is think about the fact that I'm running, I will get bored very quickly.
Yeah. I mean, do you listen to music a lot when you're running?
Yeah, I did. It didn't help that much. Uh-huh.
So you said you've done cross country?
No, I ran a 5K.
A 5K. Okay. What about you, Alex?
Absolutely 100% opposite. coming from somebody who hates running to the point where in high school he rigged his schedule his junior and senior year to take swimming a certain semester instead of PE, the regular PE, so he wouldn't have to run the mile both years. Here's the thing. When people are like, oh, you like running and this and that, like, when I think of running, I think of oxygen deprivation and torture. There's no way. Because, like, when you're running and stuff, I guess for the first lap, it's like, fine, whatever kind of lap you're taking. What I think of is the big, the football field that has a track around it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was
the quarter
meter.
Mile. Yeah, the quarter mile track. So the first lap is like, eh. Second and third are a doozy, and fourth is just like, get me out of here. For me.
I used to love running the mile in high school. I'd always find somebody to race, and we'd both go all out. It was great.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So I've done 2 5Ks, like organized 5Ks, which are... and that was back in Greece in the Athens Classic Marathon.
Did you die right afterwards, like the traditional story? What's the story for the? Is it the Olympics?
So the story is that for the marathon is
the marathon.
That the Athenians won against the Persians in marathon. So the guy ran all the way to Athens to announce the win, and then once he got to Athens, he died because of the exhaustion. So that's where the story of the marathon comes. So that's why the original distance is like I live like 20 minutes away back in Greece. But
wait, did he only run 26 miles?
Yeah, that's the distance.
And then he died?
I mean, I don't know what kind of shoes he had. He definitely didn't have Nike shoes to support him.
I guess that's fair.
Right?
Yeah, he probably had no water stations either. Yeah. Like, the ancient Greeks did not have a good water station network.
He didn't listen to music during the run.
At least he wasn't in Rome. He wasn't drinking lead.
Yeah. And he definitely didn't have anyone cheering on him. So, I don't know.
Except himself. He was probably saying, come on, you can do this. You can do this.
But, I mean, the 5K, I usually do it with, like, maybe one or two stops. Like, Like I'll run
like
for
a
most of
like
the
a
time.
Coffee like a coffee stop where you sit out, sit back, light a cigarette, drink a frappe, and just relax.
Yeah, yeah, I wish. But like I'll stop twice for like maybe a minute each time to walk, and then I'll continue running. Hmm. And then my timing is like 40 minutes maybe, which is. Which is like in the average, I think.
Yeah, I think
not bad.
I think I took maybe 26 when I ran a 5K.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I think according to the treadmill, walking a mile is 20 minutes, so you could count me in at like 65, 70 on my 5K time.
See, my parents walked the whole thing and they were fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I walk more than 3 miles a day now.
Yeah, so...
You know what I mean? So it's like...
What I usually do is the 10K steps. So I do...
How many steps is...
I do on average like 9,000 to 10,000 steps, especially in the summer and at this period where the weather is like ideal temperature.
Yeah.
I'll have maybe 10,000 steps. In the winter, it's a little less.
I have to look at my research,
and
my
trusty
phone.
You can look at that
from
your phone because I have my phone. Either you have a Fitbit or your phone. But like they say that you should try to do 10,000 steps, and that's about the range where I'm at. But to train for a marathon,
You gotta run miles a day.
Yeah, there are specific things you gotta do to train, and we'll come back soon and talk about those. But first, we have some weird stories for you to want to talk about. So once we come back, we'll get to those weird stories, and then after that, we'll tell you what you have to do to train. In the meantime, if you have any advice for us, maybe we could start a team and train next year for the marathon in a year from now. Text us at 217-337-1071. We'd appreciate it.
Champagne's alternative, WPGU 1071. We'll be right back. This is Alternative. WPGU 107.1.
Hey, you're listening to Take It Away here on WPGU 107.1. Welcome back. Our main topic for the day is marathons, but we're getting a little off topic for this particular segment, and we're going to talk about some weird news stories for the past week that we thought were eye-catching and might be interesting to talk about. So we're going to start with a Vietnamese dad who, this actually happened today, he helped his son remove a loose tooth with a crossbow. So what he did is he took the crossbow string, he tied the string around his son's tooth and the crossbow string, and he gave his son the crossbow and said, okay, basically just whenever you're ready, fire the crossbow. and the kid fires the crossbow, and he doesn't even seem to notice. His tooth just leaves his mouth instantly.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
And then it's dangling from the end of the crossbow. I would think so, but when you think about it, when you're a little kid and you have a loose tooth for that long and it's that close to coming out, it doesn't hurt that much.
I hated my loose tooth. I hated them.
It's and then so my parents wobbly. Would be like, pull it. I'm like, I'm not going to pull it. It's going to hurt.
Yeah. One of mine, I had eaten a fruit roll-up. Oh, by the way, I'm the bell. I'm on for Request
Live.
Yeah,
the bell.
Live.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Request Live. Stay tuned.
Yes, I'll be on soon. But when I was younger, I was eating a fruit roll-up, and, you know, I really wanted the tooth to come out, and I just absentmindedly had eaten this little piece of candy. And, like, the next time I felt for the tooth, I was like, I had swallowed it. with the fruit roll-up.
I remember one where I was eating cereal in the morning, and I had had a loose tooth for a while, but I wasn't thinking about it because I'd just woken up and I was groggy and stuff. And I was eating my cereal, and there was one that I couldn't crunch. And for it must have been a solid minute of me trying to crunch my own tooth because I thought it was cereal.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
No, I think I remember one time eating something and then the tooth falls out while I was eating and it was on the plate. And I was like, I don't want to eat anymore.
The tooth fairy wasn't too generous to me growing up, too. So just all around bad connotations with losing teeth.
Yeah. In another story, a Minnesota teen asked Dwayne The Rock Johnson out to prom when, I mean, I have one comment for that. Definitely a good choice. Of a celebrity.
Yes.
Yeah, right? At Belle, do you agree?
Yes, definitely
agree. He's so scary.
I would have gone with Liam Neeson, but, you know.
Why? You would have tried to get yourself kidnapped at prom night?
No, I want to learn his voice skills.
Oh.
I have a very specific set of skills. I will find you, and I will go to prom with you.
The Rock did find out about this teen asking him to prom. I mean, he couldn't make it. No surprise, but what he did instead is he rented out a nearby movie theater for the teen and her 230 friends to watch his new movie Rampage.
He just did 230 friends. Is that her whole school?
Probably, right? 230, that's enough.
I mean, maybe your whole grade or something. Yeah. Probably not the whole school.
Yeah,
it depends.
He even covered the costs for snacks and drinks.
Dude, so, I would get so many snacks if it was on The Rock's dime.
It's on The Rock.
A great thing that he did. But, I mean, why do people ask celebrities out to prom? I don't understand that.
Because they're hoping something like that will happen, probably.
Like, I mean, yeah, great thing, story. But you put, I mean,
yeah.
Ask a celebrity cool to
was
prom.
Like, for Stranger Things, like, one girl had asked the guy who plays the cop in Stranger Things to, like, appear in her yearbook pictures. So, like, that to me would be, like, even better than prom because it's, like... It's preserved in time. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but the one certainty about prom is people take a ton of pictures of you.
True.
Yeah, I'd be like, I went to prom with
If The Rock
the
had
Rock,
gone with
the
her,
Rock,
there would have been
Johnson.
So many pictures, yeah.
True.
Who could say that they went to prom with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson?
That's true.
Okay, so my story has a Southern theme, so I get to use my Southern accent for it. According to the Huffington Post, this week there has been an instance of terrifying tumbleweeds that are taking over California. Residents trampling them in their homes. Personally, I don't know what's going on. I think the winds here are pretty bad, so to see tumbleweeds in Champaign, I would not be surprised. But to see them in California, it is a surprise. Poor residents. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like almost a full house with, I mean, the story says like a full house with front, like tumbleweeds all in front of the house. I don't know.
Yeah, there's videos of trucks going around the expressways trying to rake them out of the way, but I don't know what's going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I reckon those tumbleweeds must be pretty big for them to be cleaning them up off the railroads.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, comrade, the plants tumbleweeds come from is called Russian thistle. There are more accents to be had here than you know.
Russian thistle.
Yeah, interesting.
It sure is Russian in the wind.
Hey.
Yeah, but those are definitely some weird stories that we found today. But we'll come back to our main topic in just a few minutes, which is marathons. And we're going to talk about what is the best way to train for marathon, especially for people like us. Who can't really
physically cannot prepare themselves to train for a marathon.
I mean, you weren't here earlier, but do you think you would be able to train for a marathon?
Oh, you know, I'd have to have the right person training me. There are a couple of people in my family who are good at
See,
that sort of thing.
First person that believes in herself that she can actually do it. Congrats, Mel. Ding, ding, ding.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be right back with more Take It Away right here on WPGU 107.1.
Make it your summer at Harper College in Palatine, Illinois. If you're home for summer break, get some classes out of the way. Transfer your summer credit back to U of I and reach your degree faster. Choose from in-demand intro classes in stats, social sciences, math, English, and more. Plus, hundreds of online classes are available. Summer sessions start May 21st and June 4th. For a list of popular U of I transfer courses, visit harpercollege.edu/summeralumni.
There are plenty of sports talk radio shows, but then there's one, Illini. The show is co-hosted by me, Ryan Wilson.
Me, James Boyd.
And me, producer man Will Gerard.
We cover all things related to Paralympic sports at U of I, but that's just the surface. Our show strives to go beyond traditional sports coverage. We've interviewed athletes, coaches, and many other fantastic people, but to us, it's more than just talking. It's learning, accepting, and exploring what it truly means to have an impairment or disability. Please make sure to tune in every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on WPG 107.1. All we ask is that you bring an open mind and an open heart.
But aside from our hour-long show, we also try to get out in the community, which is why on April 28th, we'll be running an Illinois 10K to raise money for the Cerebral Palsy Foundation. Cerebral palsy affects many people within the disability community. So please support our efforts and make a donation towards a great foundation and a great cause. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Rolling Illini, and the donation link can be found there. And again, tune in Fridays at 6 on WPGU 107.1.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when GEICO says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Facebook.com/WPGU1071.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. For the answer, are we human or are we dancer?
Are gotta let me know. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
WPG 1071, you're listening to Take It Away with the guitarist Alex Collin and The Bell with us right now. And we're talking about marathons, specifically how to train for them. So, how to train for a marathon. We are four people that are probably not capable of doing it. Maybe The Bell. She's determined. But the three of us are definitely not. How to get started. So, you got to know that it's 26.2 miles that you got to run. And most people, when they... Usually, like, when I go to the gym, I run a mile. So you got to do 26 times that. And then you got to start early. So you got to build up, basically. That's what it's important. So you got to do some 5Ks, some 10Ks.
The endurance.
Right? So you got to do some of those first. And then you got to finally, you know, once you build up and build up, you got to choose a marathon and then decide... You know, they're different. You got to decide, like, what speed is best for you to work, to like run in. You know, you don't want to go too fast or too slow. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to decide, like, you know, how often you're going to run. And, you know, if you're going to work on speed or if you're going to work on the distance. I mean, I think, you know, distance is probably the most important in this case. You also got to learn about hydrating, right?
I think what I would do is, what's the country that has had the most marathon winners, like Kenya or something?
I have no idea off the top of my head.
I think so.
Go spend a year and train in Kenya.
Over there?
Learn the tricks.
Learn their the how they do it. Maybe. I mean, that's...
Yeah, you probably could. Yeah.
That's a joke, but like, I feel like at the same time, like, it could be beneficial.
I mean, if they have training teams over there, why not?
They could probably jog a lap faster than I could sprint one. Probably. I think their jog is like my dead sprint.
Yeah. Yeah. Jamaica is known for its speed.
Yeah, yeah. Usain Bolt.
Yeah, Usain Bolt. And then they always have at least two people in the top, in the final in the Olympics for the 100 meters. Yeah. It's not just like Usain.
That's true.
Yeah. And then you gotta, once you're ready for the marathon, you gotta be ready that day specifically. So here's some tips for... If you're doing the 5K or the 10K, you know, some things you should know is that you should hydrate like several days before. So you should be drinking water right now if you're running. You know,
don't eat
too much, but eat something the day of, like in the morning, like maybe a bagel or oatmeal. You know, bars and fruit also work well. You know, go early. You know, at least 30-40 minutes before you might want to stretch a little bit. And then don't overdress. I think that's one of the issues. Like, it's so cold in the morning once you get there.
Yeah.
But as soon as you start running, you're sweating and hot.
And then I think right afterwards, what do you... You jump into a foil blanket or something like that? Do you know? Have you seen
what
that?
Do you mean?
After the race?
Yeah, so after the race, you wanna cover yourself up. Even though you're going to be sweating and hot, you still want a jacket. And that's what like, that always when you see, like, professionals... When they do sports stuff, they always cover up.
So why is that? Why do they do that?
Because the sweat can cause
hypothermia. No.
Like it's not good for you because you could get cold easily because you the sudden you know,
cause that's what sweat's made for, is to cool you off.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Also, interesting thing, I researched this because I'm a nerd. You actually don't want to overhydrate either. It's been a really long time since a big-time athlete has died from dehydration, but they have actually died from overhydration.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
If you drink when you feel thirsty, you'll be fine. It's your body telling you to drink.
Do you think power drinks help?
With like, the electrolytes never, and all that kind of thing? Yeah, probably.
The power drink companies themselves will tell you that they do. I would say probably not, no.
Because I've never
We're not sponsored by any energy drink companies, are we?
I don't know. But, like, I've never really, before those race, I'll just drink water.
You know what will power you up, though? And you don't really need this before a marathon. No. Anything from Espresso Royale.
Hey, quit sniping my job.
Yeah, but those are our tips for the marathon. So if you're running, good luck. And we'll be right back with our conclusions of whether or not we would actually run the marathon in a year from now. Right here on WPGU 107.1.
This is Champagne's Alternative. WPGU 107.1.
WPGU 107.1, take it away. This is the end of the show today. And the end of the Monday Wednesday team.
It's end of our season.
For the season.
Wow.
So it's been a good ride. Today we talked about marathons. And what are our conclusions? Colin, can you run a marathon?
Not enough motivation, no.
Alex, can you run a marathon?
Definitely not in a year.
Annabelle, can you run a marathon?
If I've got the right prep, I'm ready for anything.
That's what I want to hear, and I cannot probably run a marathon.
We have to have one optimist.
Here's the thing. I want one day. One day. Like, maybe in, like, 10 years. I don't know.
You want to do that, though?
One day. Just
like,
to say
what
that
satisfaction
I did it.
Yeah, me do you... Too. are you going to be like one of those people that gets the 13 like point whatever, the 26.2 sticker and puts that on the back of their Prius? Or
no. Like, gosh, Alex, stop.
So presumptive.
I'm sorry. I'm starting to get like wound up about this.
I don't know. It's a great accomplishment if you do it.
Like,
so
I feel like,
dude, that's two accomplishments. You'll run a marathon and you'll have a Prius.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's the
you'll
life,
be energy
right?
efficient.
Yeah. So you can go check us on Facebook, WPG1071. Take it away. Right after this show is Request Live with a Bell. Send in your request at 217-337-1071. She'll play that for you. Yeah. Thanks,
Speaking
everyone.
Speaking of Toyota Priuses, today's Earth Day.
It is. Is it today or was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Happy birthday. Birthday. Yeah. So from all the team over here, we hope to see you again.
Thank you.
August.
Thank you.
August and September.
We'll come back even stronger than before, like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah. From Nectarios, Alex, Colin, and the Bell, thanks everyone for listening. Foo Fighters,
take it away.